welcome to this edition of the Kids Ministry Collective podcast, where we talk about topics and resources that help you lead more to reach more. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this edition of the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. And welcome to another episode of the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. My name is Tom Bump, and I'm your host. Thanks for joining me, my friends. It's so good to be in this episode with you. I wanted to take a few minutes and talk to my friends and fellow ministry leaders about our identities and what it means to have a healthy, resilient identity in ministry. Because as I've talked with some leaders recently, I've noticed that lots of us struggle with this issue privately, and often it's something that really hurts. So we're going to dive into what does it take? What are some things that you can do to build a healthy, resilient identity as a children's ministry leader or as a leader in ministry? Before I do that, let me dive into our sponsor for this episode, which is KMCCoach.net. KMCCoach.net is a hybrid mentoring coaching program where leaders have a custom-built coaching journey made just for you. If you're new to ministry or you're even a seasoned ministry leader but are looking for something new and fresh, I want to encourage you to check out what KMC Coach has to offer. Jump on a 30-minute clarity call where there's no pressure, but there's questions are answered. You have an opportunity to hear about what the coaching journey looks like, how it's made for you. And we'll also talk about how you can invest in yourself to get the maximum for it. We work with any budget. So I don't ever want someone to say, well, Tom, I would love to have been coached with you, but I was scared I couldn't afford it. Well, you won't know unless you take 30 seconds of courage to hit the clarity call button. But I have some openings where I'm willing to work and looking to work with some high capacity leaders that really want to grow because I'm ready to invest in you. You can lean into my 35 years of experience in a variety of churches and church sizes, and you can take advantage of my training and experience. And I would love to invest in you. So if you're interested in growing your leadership and being a different leader a year from now, I want to challenge you to take a look at kmccoach.net. All right, so let's dive into this idea and let's talk about what it means to have a healthy identity in ministry. You know, I started off by saying this, that your identity should be based on a vertical, not a horizontal. Now, what do I mean by that? Meaning, your identity should be based on who God says you are, who God has called you to be, who God has wired you to be, not what man says or what others say. Now, yes, God uses humans to confirm that vertical call and that vertical identity, but don't let anyone define you. Early on in ministry, I had leaders tell me, you're totally disorganized. You'll never get organized. You'll never be this and you'll never be that. And Tom, you're really not good at those things. You probably should just stop doing those and you'll never be like this. And then I would go to conferences and I would begin comparing myself or, well, back then there was no Facebook and there was very few conferences. It was mainly looking at the church down the street. And oftentimes they were the bigger church because I served in a lot of smaller churches when I first started out. And I started comparing myself. And when I did get to conferences, I really fell into the comparison thing. And I started looking at people. And I started hearing about their ministries. And then Facebook comes on and we get this ideal world of all the glamour and all the influencers and how perfect their children's ministry seems to be. And I thought, I can never measure up to that. I can't add up to that. Or I'll never be that kind of leader. I'll never be able to do that. I would read different books on organization and administration and think, that's impossible for me. I'm not wired that way. And it really messed up my identity. And I began to be such a people pleaser. And I began to work so hard at creating something that I wasn't, that I really lost myself. And finally, I hit a point where I was so thankful that a coach and mentor came alongside of me and helped me figure out, okay, how has God wired you? How has he gifted you? When he called you, what did he call you to? And I got crystal clarity around some real bedrock cornerstone things in my world and in my life. I started to understand how God wired me to lead myself and to lead others. And so it was really amazing when I got that transformation happening. And because I worked with someone else, they helped me see my blind spots. They helped me see one of my problems when I would get with a group of people is I talked too much. I would tell too many stories, and I had a story for everything, and I had to slow down and listen more. My coach helped me because I thought I had to tell stories and I had to be an influencer. I had to be somebody out there and be outgoing and wild and crazy. And I started to learn that I didn't have to do any of those things. So I wanted to share with you today just some things that have been on my mind and on my heart, and something that I've been using with when I've coached other leaders and when I've spoken at conferences or done trainings for churches. We talked about this because even volunteer team members struggle with their identity and how to serve. And sometimes they're often trying to be like somebody else. And sometimes that's why people don't want to get involved in our kids ministry, because we're so over the top that they think, I can never be like that. That's why I always tell young leaders, be careful about the persona you put forward, because oftentimes people look at that and compare themselves and say, I can't do that, or I can't be that, or I'm not that way. If you're introverted, you might wonder why you're not attracting the extroverts. Or if you're extrovert, you might be wondering why you're not gravitating towards introverts. There's lots of things. So let's dive in. I've got a couple of things I want to share in this episode. First, you need to, if you're going to identify and get a healthy identity as a leader, you need to know your motivation for ministry. Why did you really start in children's ministry? What are you passionate about? What keeps you up at night? Those kind of things are important. Now, I know a lot of leaders that get involved in children's ministry because they like teaching kids. They like being on stage. They like being in front. There's others that are like, ooh, no. I like organizing. I like being behind the curtain. I don't want to be out front. Well, you need to know what your motivation is. Why did you get started in children's ministry? Remind yourself of what makes you so passionate. What gets you up every day? A good question to ask is, so who does inspire you, or what inspires you to be a better leader? Having a circle of people that you can lean into. And I've said this before on this podcast and other podcasts and other speaking times. You need to find somebody ahead of you in bigger churches. If you're in a smaller church, and if you're in a big church, you need to find somebody in a bigger church. You need to find somebody with more experience. So if you're a 1, 2, 3, 4 years into ministry, find somebody with 5, 10, or 15, or even 30 years experience ahead of you. Find somebody that's also close to you. So maybe only a year or two ahead of you. Find somebody that's even behind you a little bit. So find a newer leader. If you're brand new, well, that may be a little challenging, but so find another new leader. But these kind of surroundings will help you check your motivations, and they will help you consider what matters the most to you. And it's empowering to a leader when you have these kind of people around you speaking into your world and helping you to stay grounded in your motivation and keeping your identity in a healthy place. Another good question to ask when it comes to motivation is, what specific vision do you have for the kids that you're serving? What's your end goal for your children's ministry, for your team members? You should have goals for yourself, for your team, and for your ministry. Now, I'm not just talking numbers goals. I'm talking, what discipleship goals do you have? How are you helping them take next steps of faith in their own life and in the ministry life? It's amazing how, when you're focused on others, how healthy your identity becomes. I learned that the more I poured into others, the more I grew, and I got stronger in the focus of why I do what I do. One of the things that has come crystal clear to me in the last 5 to 10 years is that God has called me to be a coach and a mentor to other leaders. I love pouring in to new leaders. I love helping seasoned leaders finish strong. I love coming along. And part of who I am is I am a leader who's called to lead other leaders, to shepherd other shepherds. And I would love to serve you if you're interested in that. But I have people that speak into my life. I've been in coaching programs. And I'm in one right now. If you're watching the YouTube channel, just recently, I just got back from my cohort opportunity. We had a coaching retreat, and I'll put a picture on the screen there. That's my coaching group with my coach, Jim Weidman. And we had an amazing couple of days with some amazing ministry leaders that just rocked my world. And it was such a blessing. I even sat there and went, who am I to be in a group of this quality? These people are amazing, doing amazing things for the kingdom work. Those kind of people help keep my identity grounded and solid. Now, here's the second thing that you ought to be thinking about if you're going to have a healthy identity in ministry. You've got to have healthy boundaries. You need to make sure that you are leading yourself well and growing yourself well. You need to practice your own spiritual disciplines, whatever rhythm that looks like and however you practice them, but you need to get clear on what you do and you need to be consistent. That's my word for 2023, is to be consistent with everything that I do. I want to, again, help other leaders. So I need to get out there and I'm trying to be more consistent in my own health and my own practices. I practice stillness and silence and solitude and Sabbath. I practice those on a regular basis. You have to schedule them. I was just reminded the other day by a good accountability partner friend of mine that I have not set a time to just shut up and listen. One of my practices that I do, I have a shut up and listen time where I block out an hour or two and I just go out somewhere and I sit quietly before the Lord and sit with my Father in heaven and I just listen and I don't talk at him. I just listen and I let him bring thoughts to my mind and my heart. I worship him. So setting healthy boundaries starts by blocking off time to put these practices into place. You also have to, if you're going to manage your identity, believe it or not, you have to learn how to say no so that you don't get overcommitted. You need to save your best yeses for things. And when you say maybe, it really is just a non-committal, wimped out no. You really should say no, but you're just saying maybe. You need to learn to say no. You also need to communicate your capacity to others. You need to make sure that you're not over-promising and under-delivering. And that was a huge mistake I made as an early children's pastor, student pastor. Really, you could have called me a next-gen pastor because that's what I was really doing. But there were so many times where I stretched myself so thin. I didn't just burn the candle. I was torching the candle at both ends. I mean, man, oh man. I can't tell you the times that even on a 5-day, 7-day vacation wasn't even enough to help my body or my mind or my heart recuperate from me not knowing my capacity and not being willing to admit that my capacity was overloaded and that I had overpromised on things. There's nothing worse than becoming a leader that's known for overpromising and underdelivering. So make sure that you keep that in check. Number three, you need to grow a healthy community around you. You are the sum of the people around you. So you need to check and say, are these people that I am growing because I'm around them? That ministry cohort that I'm a part of right now, this coaching group that I'm a part of, let me tell you, I'm growing because of them. They're asking phenomenal questions. And I love being in a group that loves to ask questions. We're going to be launching a KMC coaching group soon. It'll be late spring, early summer. And we're doing it during that time because honestly, that's when the time when most leaders do need connection. They say they're too busy. Well, that's more the reason they need it. But getting into a group that grows you and having a mentor who challenges you and that you can meet with regularly to vent, to pray with, to celebrate with, to get understanding, to get encouragement. That's the style that I love. And I'm so blessed that I've had coaching students, coaching leaders that have come back to me and said, you know, the one thing I'm thankful for is that you sat and listened to me and you helped me feel like I wasn't crazy and I wasn't losing my mind. Or when I was upset and angry, you helped me realize that there was some justification there, and you helped me calm down and take some appropriate next steps. Instead of reacting, you helped me respond. And those are such blessings when I hear those kind of things, or when I hear somebody say, man, I'm losing hope and I'm feeling like I'm burning out and I'm just getting so tired, to finally get them to a place where they can say, you know what? I exhaled and I took a breath and I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Having a mentor, having a community around you helps do those kind of things. So I want to challenge you to build some friendships. If you don't have anybody local, you need to reach out online. Reach out to me. Set up a 30-minute clarity call. I will be there for you. We've got some very exciting things that I cannot wait to tell you about that I think is going to take children's ministry leadership to a whole nother level. But that's coming soon. I'm just going to tease it there. You got to be ready. I'm going to be looking for some early adopters, and you might be one of those that just needs exactly what we're going to be offering. Here's one more thing. Celebrate progress. You know, you don't often think about that as being tied to your identity, but if you don't know how to celebrate the wins and all you're looking at is the negatives, it's going to hurt you. And so, you know, one of the things that Jim does with our coaching group is every Sunday he posts, tell me your hits, tell your misses. We started doing this in the Kid Ministry Collective this last week. We're going to continue to do it every Monday. Tell me your hits, tell me your misses. We want to learn to celebrate, but we want people to pay attention. Are you listing more misses than hits? And are you fixing them? That'll be one of the questions. But we want to notice the small wins, the little bits of faithfulness, not just the big numbers. Do you catch your team members when they're doing the little things well, when they show up? Just a couple weeks ago, one of our teenage volunteers, our team members, he's been struggling on and off. But I noticed that he walked over before small group time and went over to where our bins are for our leaders. And he grabbed the clipboard and he started reading through the leader's guide again. And I asked him, hey, did you read it during the week? And he's like, yes, sir. And I'm like, cool. Thank you, man. I'm so proud of you that you're doing this, because it's going to make a difference in these kids' lives because of what you're doing. See, I wanted to celebrate the little thing. He may not have thought that was a big deal, but I did, because I wanted to know that our teens are looking ahead and reading those things ahead of time and not just showing up on Sunday to lead a group that they're winging. So you learn to celebrate the little things. And it's amazing to do that. Now, here's something else that will help you with your identity. Are you having fun? Are you having fun? When is the last time that you've belly laughed till your stomach hurt and you had tears, or maybe you even snorted? There. You know, one of those. When's the last time you've done that? Maybe you need to take a break and step away and go do some fun stuff outside of ministry. But maybe you need to have some fun with your team. Instead of just doing all training and training and training and training, when's the last time you've had just a fun night with your team to just say, thank you, I love you guys? I've shared this before on the podcast, and I'll share this. Here's one thing that you can do that will help your identity and help your team's identity. Go sit around a campfire together and roast some marshmallows. It's getting a little warmer up here in the Northeast where I live in the Great Lakes area today. And it's weird because it's in March 2024 when I'm recording this, and it's surprisingly warm. It's actually 67 degrees as I'm recording this episode. That's crazy for March 5th in Northeast Ohio. That's bonkers. But you know what? It tells me marshmallow s'more season is coming. And it'd be a perfect time to invite some team members over to come sit around a fire and just talk and just enjoy life. You see, that fills the soul and it fills other souls and it helps them. And it reminds them that they are valued for who they are, not what they do. And ministry leader, if you hear nothing else, hear this from me, your friend. You are valuable to the kingdom. Don't give up. I know you can be tired. I know Easter's coming and then VBS season comes. And there's a lot of running. Make sure that you are secure in who you are and how God has wired you. Operate inside those boundaries. Keep some community close. Celebrate the little wins and the progress. Make sure that you know why you do what you do. And it'll get you through those hard seasons. And every hard season always should have an end date where you can stop, take a break, exhale. But I just want you to know that you're valuable and you're needed. And if you're part of the Kid Ministry Collective community in our Facebook group, thank you. If you are part of a kid ministry network, or maybe you're not, reach out. If you happen to be in Northeast Ohio, reach out. I'd love to do coffee with some of you. In fact, we'll be setting some stuff up. So watch the Facebook group. That's it. I think those things are pretty powerful. And so here's what I want you to do as I wrap up this episode. I want you to think about, where could you schedule 10 minutes of quiet in your morning and in your afternoon? Give yourself 20 minutes of quiet, once at the beginning, once at the end, or maybe once in the middle. You pick, but I want you to put it on your calendar right now. I want you to write down the things that you love to do and the things that drain you. And maybe look at some ways that those draining things, look at how you could delegate those, or maybe even say no to some of those things. And then I want you to look for some community. Get more involved in the Kid Ministry Collective Facebook group. Join one of our coaching groups that's coming up, or sit down and talk to me about one-on-one coaching. No matter what you do, find some community, swap some best practices, share some horror stories, share some wins, celebrate together. I want to challenge you to do those couple of things. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this podcast. So leave some comments, come into the Kid Ministry Collective, leave some comments in the group, or send me a message at tom@tombump.com. I would love to hear from you. If you're not familiar with what Kid Ministry Collective has to offer, go over to kidministrycollective.com. You can see our blog. You can see about KMC coaching. You got extra podcast episodes there and some of the brand new things. You can sign up for our mailing list, our email news that we send out periodically about new things, resources and tips and tools, all sorts of things. So we would love to serve you however we can. All right, my friends, remember, what matters most is who God says you are, not what the world says. My friends, I love you. Stay faithful and stay tuned for another episode real soon. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. We hope that it's helped and encouraged you. If you would, support our podcast by continuing to share it with other leaders. And if you haven't already, hey, please subscribe and leave us a review wherever you listen to this podcast. We look forward to hearing from you how this podcast has helped and sharpened your skills in ministries. So let us know on your Facebook page or head over to kmccoach.net and share with us there. And thanks again for listening to the Kid Ministry Collective podcast.